Jordan, how would you describe that game?
It was, you know, it was tough. I would just say, you know, there was two great teams going at it. You know, it was more of just a defensive game. You know, it was good for us to not shoot as well as we have been, you know, so we had to kind of grind out a game, you know. I think it will definitely help us going into tomorrow.
Jordan, what was the atmosphere of the Huntsman Center like once you guys started going on that rally? It seemed like the basket maybe grew for you guys a little bit.
It was just, you know, it was just really exciting. You know, everyone was back into the game. You know, no one was, you know, the oohs were kind of out. You know, it was more just everyone was cheering and everyone was behind us.
Earlier in the week, we talked to you about maybe expecting what the emotions would be, but do you kind of feel like the emotions were different? Did it kind of hit you a little harder than you would expect?
Not really. You know, I knew at the start it would definitely be emotional just because, you know, your family's there. You know, there's a whole presentation, but, you know, once the game gets going, it's another Pac-12 game, you know, versus another tough team.
What do you feel like really kept the 19-0 run for you guys after they had gone on a 16-0 run?
I think it was, you know, we kept, you know, we just kept getting stops. You know, I think our defense really helped us through this game, you know, just having the confidence that, you know, if a shot doesn't go in, you know, we had the confidence to come back, okay, let's get another stop, then go try it again. So I think that's kind of what fueled our offense.
Yeah, Jacob, what are your thoughts on the same thing?
I think the fans gave us a huge boost during that stretch. Like once, like we hit a couple of shots, we got a couple of consecutive stops, and the arena just like woke up, and it was all of a sudden it was loud. Like, and it boosts you. It gives you that extra energy that you need, and then, like, I know, like 50-50 balls go your way and stuff like that, and it just worked.
Jordan, what did you think when that shot banked in, and were you trying to bank it?
No, I definitely wasn't trying to bank it, but, you know, it happens. You know, sometimes you shoot along, and you get a bounce, and, you know, it's always nice to get a little luck or, you know, get a nice little bounce in a game like that.
It's sole possession of second place, especially Jordan, someone who was in the program helping build this thing up. How rewarding is it to get up there in the upper echelon?
It feels really good, you know, just to see the program each year, you know, it just seems like it's progressed, and hopefully, you know, it just keeps progressing over the years and even into our next few games.
Yeah, Kevin, it seems like the team's got a lot of momentum, you know, 7 wins in a row going into the Pac-12 tournament. What's kind of the feeling around the team, you know, heading into next week to Vegas?
It feels good. I feel like throughout that stretch, like those last 7 games, we came together as a team. We've improved in playing together. We've improved in just getting out there and playing our hardest, even when we're going through like a tough stretch. Like we always find a way to come back and like to get ourselves like back together and focus back on the game and like make that run that helps us win a game. And it was the same thing today.
Yep. What does this say about you guys as a group that could easily kind of hung it up once you got down after that big run, but you guys didn't pull?
It just says, you know, that we are really passionate about winning. You know, we know how important every game, especially from here on out, how important every game is, you know. And then, you know, one of our goals was to finish at the top of the Pac-12 and finish the top 4. And we didn't want to leave it up to any chance. And we knew if we got a win tonight, you know, it would seal one of our goals.
You guys are entering Pac-12 tournament on a 7-game winning streak. How's it kind of compared to maybe some of the other tournaments you've entered? What does that momentum do for you in a tournament week?
I think it just carries over, you know, just gives you more confidence, you know, especially after a game like this. You know, going into the Pac-12 tournament, you don't have to shoot as well. You don't have to, you know, if you miss shots, you're going to have a chance in every game if we could defend like we did.
Jakob, 13 rebounds, 5 blocks for you tonight. Where was it sort of on your agenda to be physical and contest a lot in the post and make sure you're guarding the glass?
I don't even know. It was just, I know, like, it's the last game of the season. We're playing against a tough and physical Colorado team. And Coach kind of hyped us up throughout the week, like, saying that they're best team in the country in offensive rebounds. They're physical, they're strong, they out-physicaled us in the first game. So I went out there and I gave it my all. I tried to contest every shot, I tried to go for the rebounds, and yeah, that's just what happened from that.
Was there anything said on the sidelines? What was it like when you guys first started making that run? Did anybody pull you guys together? Or was Coach, he kind of talked about what he said to you guys, but as players, was there kind of a moment that you guys kind of felt it, or anything said on the sideline or anything like that?
I think it was more just looking at each other. You can feel it in the arena. The energy got back in the arena, so it wasn't, I don't think anyone had to say anything. We knew how important the game was. And then once you're getting on a run, just everything starts to click, one thing after another.
Any more questions?